Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 6th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the Port of Cork, and we'll be looking at what sort of startups should the state get behind, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ian Curran in the Irish Times reports that Ireland's services sector shrank in April for the first time since 2021, according to AIB, which said that there was a surge in input cost inflation to the highest level in almost 3.5 years related to the US-Israeli war in Iran. Based on a survey of some 40 service sector businesses, the bank's latest Purchasing Managers Index for services indicates that soaring fuel, freight and energy costs contributed to an overall dip in activity levels last month. Among the four big subsectors, two reported a decline in activity last month. Transport, tourism and leisure businesses saw the sharpest monthly contraction in overall activity levels, according to the report. AIB said this subsector also continued to report the sharpest rise in input costs and prices charged. The Irish News reports that hotel occupancy levels fell in Northern Ireland last year for the first time in 5 years, amid warnings that developments in the Middle East could prove off-putting to US travellers this year. Figures revealed by the NI Hotels Federation show that despite fewer beds being filled, the average daily rate per room still rose from £114 to £116 previously. Revenue per available room, which is a core hotel performance metric, was broadly similar last year at £83. Despite Antrim playing host to thousands of international golf fans for the Open in Portrush. Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that the media regulator Comisiún na mBan has begun two investigations into Meta to examine whether the online giant has breached the EU Digital Services Act. The regulator said that there were concerns that so-called dark patterns may be preventing people from accessing a feed not based on profiling. Profiling is the use of automated systems to personalise content or ads based on patterns in a person's data or behaviour. If a platform is found to be in breach of the DSA, Comisiún na mBan could apply financial sanctions of up to 6% of turnover. The investigation will examine whether the Facebook and Instagram interfaces deceive or manipulate users away from choosing a recommender system feed that is not based on profiling of their personal data. A Meta spokesperson said, "We disagree with any suggestion that we have breached the DSA. We have introduced substantial changes to our processes and systems to meet our regulatory obligations, and we engage with Comisiún na mBan to share details of this work."
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.